music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. College athletes, a step closer to getting paid.
The NCAA and the nation's five biggest athletic conferences will pay nearly $3 billion to settle antitrust claims. It's a decision that could result in a groundbreaking revenue-sharing model between schools and athletes.
It would be an amazing step towards ending the NCAA's exploitation of college athletes.
Ramogi Huma with the National College Players Association.
It would create a pathway out of poverty and into home ownership, owning a business, generational wealth.
A federal judge will have the final say. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Louisiana lawmakers clamping down even harder on abortion access, reclassifying two chemical compounds as dangerous controlled substances, making them harder to get. Medication abortions make up the majority of pregnancy terminations in the U.S. these days. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill allowing Arizona physicians to perform abortions on their Arizona patients in California. This is ABC News. Declaring Live Nation and its Ticketmaster unit an illegal monopoly, the Justice Department and more than half the nation's attorneys general are suing to break up the entertainment behemoth.
In a sweeping lawsuit joined by nearly 30 states, the DOJ accuses the concert giant of maintaining its market dominance through illegal tactics like pressuring artists to use its promotion services, retaliating against venues that work with rivals, and locking concert venues into exclusive ticketing contracts.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, the company blames in part online ticket scalping. After the announcement, Attorney General Merrick Garland addressed House Republicans' bid to hold him in contempt of Congress.
My job is to protect the Justice Department's ability to conduct those investigations. My job is to protect the rule of law, and that's what I'm doing.
They have the transcripts, but House Republicans want audio recordings of a special counsel's interview with President Biden on his handling of classified documents. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Ehlen. Despite a slight decrease in the projected surplus, Wisconsin's fiscal footing appears sound. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects the state will end the 2023-25 biennium with a more than $3.1 billion surplus. That's down slightly from $3.25 billion from January revenue estimates. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has named delegates to this summer's convention in Milwaukee. The list of 41 delegates has some familiar names, like former governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker, and 2022 candidate for governor Tim Michels. And the Department of Natural Resources is reminding people to be safe on the water this Memorial Day weekend. Wardens say there were 30 boating fatalities last year and 2 already this early into the season. All but one of those fatalities has involved someone not wearing their life jacket, which is the easiest way to save your life.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK system sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring.
Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Be sure to ask about adding fresh local butcher's meat. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Summer's here, and so are the deals at Target's Hello Summer Sale.
Let's go.
Get ready for perfect patio days with up to 30% off outdoor furniture, rugs, and decor. Banana splits for dinner? Yes, please.
I love it.
Select favorite day ice cream, toppings, and treats are 20% off. And road trip ready summer style is easy to pack with 30% off select swimsuits, tees, and sandals for the whole family. Target's Hello Summer Sale ends Monday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 71 will be our high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 72. Scattered showers, thundershowers on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad come heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind. And I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Do-do-do. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double 'cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on his wife brought hot bologna, eggs and gravy. The first day I was there I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on we got more hot bologna, eggs and gravy, and by now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful. But she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better. I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had. And he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Wills, Jacob's Ladder here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. Showers and storms across the region this morning. We're going to see more of that today as well. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also this morning, we'll be talking with Christian Lovell with the Farm Action Group. He was at the Enough is Enough event with Wisconsin Farmers Union on Wednesday. We're going to talk with Christian here coming up in our newsmaker segment. One of the other things I found out as well on Wednesday in talking with some of the producers that attended that event, especially down south, yeah, the alfalfa is growing like out of control with all the rain that we've had. Apparently, there is some first cutting of alfalfa as well. And there's a couple dairy farmers that I know from Vernon County that have their cows out on pasture. They told me, yeah, the relative feed value must be pretty good because, boy, our milk production's going way up. And, I don't know how we're going to get some of this first crop in, at least with all of these chances of rain, but looks like, today it will definitely be out, but hopefully we'll have some chances to get that first crop hay here coming in the next week or so. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to look at long-term consequences of heat stress. This research is reported by Dr. Jeff Dahl from the University of Florida, who's done most of the cutting-edge research on heat stress on animals. Most of our listeners are well aware that if we put cool cows with water and fans, we can get an extra 8 or 10 pounds of milk on cows. We also know on dry cows that if we cool the dry cows, we can also increase milk production once that cow calves and receives the heat stress removal as well. Florida looking at, do I have to do the entire dry period or can I do just the close-up period? And they did a really neat study with switchbacks, and the data was pretty clear. You need to cool the dry cow for the entire dry period to have maximum beneficial effects. Also, the new data looking at these heifer calves that are being carried by the dry cow in the uterus when they calve in, they looked at five different studies at the University of Florida. They had 41 cooled heifers that now have calved in and 44 that were heat stressed. The results were that the colostrum levels of IgG were lower in these calves, which puts them a little bit of a disadvantage at this point. They're also quite a bit lighter, typically about 6 kilograms, which would be about 13 pounds lighter. So they're just, the calves themselves are smaller. Also, they looked at growth rates on these calves on this meta-analysis, and these animals were lower in birth weight up to puberty. So there was a long-term impact there for the basically first year in this heifer's life. The good news is that there was compensatory gain, and these heifers could catch up if they had the proper nutrients available for them in the second year of growth as far as that goes. Survival rate, obviously, it was improved with the cooled heifers. 27 of those survived out of the initial 41, where only 22 of the heat stress survived as well. Reproduction didn't have quite enough numbers to make big drawings, but there was some trends there showing some improved reproduction in these heifers at the breeding time, and they attributed it to perhaps due to ovarian size. We also know that when these heifers calve in, they also produce about 10 pounds less milk. So that's a long-term loss that happened 2 years ago once these heifers calve in as well. When they looked at what's the production losses if these animals were under heat stress, first lactation, they lost about 5 pounds of milk. The second lactation, they lost about another 5.5 pounds of milk. And in the third lactation, older animals, they lost a whopping 8 pounds of milk. So long-term economic losses is occurring as well. And probably it has to do with mammary development in there. Then they also looked at season effect both in Florida and California. And yes, those heifers that are born under heat conditions, they had higher death losses in Florida, a bit more mastitis and some reproduction and lameness occurring. The California data reflected a little more death loss. So the take-home messages, Bill, are for our listeners that heat stress is important, and they have long-term consequences in next generations as well. We need to certainly cooling the dry cows and the lactating cows to mitigate any losses there. And the real target to know on heat stress is respiratory rate. And when it goes over 60 breaths per minute, that cow, that heifer is under heat stress. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, who's featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack explaining this week the need for farm producers and rural organizations, among others, to have a farm bill enacted into law soon.
The reality is that it would have been probably better for the country if we had had the opportunities a year or more ago. We've had an extension of the existing farm bill now for 8 months, and I think it's important and necessary for us to accelerate the process in order to provide the clarity and the assurances that people who rely on farm bill programs need.
Two recent USDA reports pulled back the curtain a bit on the U.S. and global dairy markets. High Ground Dairy's Kara Murphy talks with Lee Milkey about it on our Milkey Monday. I'm Bill Baker. This is Dairy Radio Now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I was just 15 and out of control, lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue.
With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night, too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit it at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth, and no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in the song. I still thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning light, the man I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. But now happiness is Lubbock, Texas, growing nearer and dearer, and the vision is getting clearer. My dreams, and I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mac Davis, Texas in my rearview mirror here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 60 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk steady at 19.96. July up 17 to 20.16. August and September also steady. August at 19.89. September 19.66. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 3.25 to 199.75. 40-pound blocks up 2.5 to 186.5. 4 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 312.25, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 118.75, 4 trades. Dryway steady at 39.5, no trades on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs are called higher. Live cattle futures did spend some positive time in positive territory yesterday, but slipped lower in the close as positioning takes place ahead of today's cattle on feed report. Meanwhile, hogs yesterday were unable to get established as the market continued to free fall. But now weekly export sales for both beef and pork were positive. That could provide some support, at least to the livestock in some respects here throughout the day. June live cattle opens today at 183.52, August 181.07, October 184.07. August feeder cattle open at 261.45, September 262.72, October 263.32. June hogs open at 94.52, July 97.47, August 97.02. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are still higher on some continued weather worries. Soybeans and wheat, though, moving mostly lower, a little bit of profit taking ahead of the three-day holiday weekend. Also, wheat has been overbought as of late, and that's led to some additional sales. Now, July and September corn both up 3/4 this morning. July at 464 and 3/4, September 474. New crop up a half to 487. July beans still up a quarter to 1239 and a half. August, though, down a quarter to 1237 and a half. New crop down 2.5 to 1213 and a half. July soybean meal up $1.80 to 378.50. July soybean oil up 6 cents to 45.25. Chicago wheat, July down 6 to 692. September down 5.75 to 712 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat this morning, though, is a bit higher. July up 2 to 746. September up 4 to 758 and a quarter. Energy markets are lower this morning. July crude oil down 39 cents to 76.48. August down 40 cents to 76.06. Meanwhile, June gas down 2 cents to 245. July down a cent at 244. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 409, June 412, July 415, new crop 432, cash beans 1164, June 1169, July 1169, new crop 1136. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 432, June 434, July 432, new crop 436 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 429, June 434, new crop 436. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in June corn 411, new crop 431. Cash beans 1161, June 1164, new crop 1141. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 424, new crop 436. Cash beans 1146, new crop 1131. Red Wing Grains, cash and June corn 439, July 443, new crop 441, cash beans 1210, June 1212, July 1216, new crop 1157. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 411, new crop 431, cash and June beans 1166, new crop 1141. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 176, market cows 112 to 141, calves at 210 to 950, bulls 138 to 162, beef steers 152 to 330, Holstein steers 140 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 247 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 195 and down, goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 183 to 194, finished beef heifers 183 to 192, finished dairy steers, 165 to 177. Market cows, 110 to 129. Market bulls, 146 to 166.50. Hog markets, market hogs at 70 to 93. Light sows, 44.50 to 46.50. And boars at 24 to 26. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Each time I tell myself that I can't stand. George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
Must be doing something wrong, baby, I don't know. But the goldfish are floating at the top of the bowl. And the dog he won't eat, he just lays around. All night long he makes a lonesome sound. I know I had it coming and it's all my fault, but baby, come back before you kill me. The way the plants are dying, you'd swear it's fall. Looks just like autumn up and down the hall. And I talk to him, baby, like he's supposed to do. But they're tired of hearing about me missing you. But baby, come back before you kill us all. Well, it's a desperate situation. I got a strong will to survive. But if this place is any indication, I may not make it out alive. Still of the night, knowing that the cat's down to three more lives. You've turned us all into nervous wrecks. We just sit around and wonder who's gonna be next. And I know I had it coming and it's all my fault, but baby, come back before you kill us all. Baby, come back before you kill us all. Baby, come back. Baby, come back before you kill us. Baby, come back.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Christian Lovell. He is with the Farm Action. He's the Senior Director of Programs. He's also an Illinois farmer, and he was here in Wisconsin with the Enough is Enough tour talking about the OFF Act, and we're going to talk with Christian a little bit about that today. And Christian, I had a chance to talk with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Rudin, and it's, you know, it's not that folks are against the checkoff. They just want to see some changes to all of the checkoffs, right?
Yeah, and thanks, Brian. It's great to be with you. I think as a farmer who's paid into the checkoff, I think the most important thing we want to know is whether the dollars that we're paying into the checkoff are actually helping farmers and ranchers on the land. That's what this movement is about. That's what the legislation is about, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
You had mentioned in your comments, I think it was $1 billion is going into all of the checkoffs?
Yeah, so every, you know, not every commodity, but most commodities have a corresponding checkoff program, and there are mandatory fees that farmers have to pay every time that commodity is sold. That goes into a pot of money that then is supposed to be used for marketing, research, you know, promotional activities. Some of those things in the past have funded different campaigns like beef, it's what's for dinner, pork, the other white meat. Some of those are things that people will have heard. Those are all paid for with checkoff dollars.
And the problem is, or the concern is, that maybe isn't where that money is really going to now, correct?
Yes. So the problem is, out of all those funds, farmers, ranchers, producers that are paying into these checkoff programs that like we've talked about, total near $1 billion a year, you think about $1 billion government program and some of the comparable government programs at the federal level, the safeguards, the transparency, the accountability that exist for those comparable programs does not exist for checkoff programs. So farmers and ranchers that are paying into the system have no assurances how that money's being spent or whether it's being spent wisely and effectively.
So what would the OFF Act do?
So the OFF Act would require that transparency, that accountability. It would require audits to take place that are currently not taking place. And then it would also prevent checkoff funds from flowing to industry organizations that lobby on ag policy.
Talking with Christian Lovell, the Senior Director of Programs with Farm Action. He was here again in the Osseo area last week, and talking with the Enough is Enough group. This is a six-state tour, and Christian, 16 organizations have all kind of got behind this?
Yeah, and that shows you the movement, and that shows you the support. Because unfortunately, and I've worked in Washington, D.C., the voices that are heard in Washington, D.C. are industry voices. They are the voices that represent the meatpacking monopolies, the largest grain traders, not necessarily the voices that are here in rural communities that are working the land every day. So that's why we've put together this movement. We're going to six states. We're having rallies like the one we just had in Wisconsin, because farmers, it's time for their voices to be heard.
I know when I talked with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden, you know, he had there's the national and there's state ones as well. And would this apply to the state ones or just the national ones?
Yeah, the OFF Act is a federal bill, so it would just apply to the federal portion of the checkoffs that are overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Does the act say who would do or whom would do the audit?
Well, there would be an audit through the USDA Office of Inspector General, and then there would be more of a forensic audit through the comptroller. That would be more of a periodic audit and would be a little bit more strenuous of an audit to ensure that things are being addressed and that things, the proper statutes, requirements are being followed and those sorts of things.
For the transparency, how would that work? Would that be as a result of the audit, or would there be something other ways on that transparency part of the act?
Right. It would require transparency around disbursements, how the money is being doled out, how the money is being spent. I'll give you an example. The dairy checkoff, there's reports for multiple years in a row that are missing. They're congressionally mandated reports that the Department of Agriculture is supposed to submit to Congress. Some of those reports, they're just missing. They don't exist. They've never been delivered. Well, you look at the situation of dairy in this country and what actual small and mid-sized dairy producers are facing, and that's really unconscionable that they can't have any insight into how their money's been spent for a program that they've been paying into for generations.
And there was a time these were voluntary, but as you had mentioned, they're now mandatory.
Correct. So checkoff started as a voluntary program. The term checkoff actually comes from the fact that when a farmer sold his or her commodity, there on the receipt, there was a box that they could check to say, yes, I want to pay the checkoff or not pay the checkoff. And when it was voluntary, there was a certain level of safeguard in the program itself at that moment. Because if a farmer felt like they weren't getting enough out of the program, or there was something they were dissatisfied with the program, or the folks who received the checkoff funds weren't being stewards and safeguarding the money, all the farmer had to do was not check the box. Well, today they're mandatory. So it doesn't, when I, as a beef cattle farmer myself, when I pay into the beef checkoff, I don't have any say. If that money is used against my interest, which I can say that one of the organizations that receives a lot of the beef checkoff money, there's several items they don't represent my interest. Well, me as a farmer, I'm powerless because I still have to pay into that program every year when I sell cattle.
Now, would the OFF Act return the checkoffs to voluntary?
No, it would not.
That is Christian Lovell. He is with Farm Action. He's the Senior Director of Programs with Farm Action. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Another storm system will bring rain into the area in our ag weather forecast. Looks like we'll have rainfall amounts from a quarter to a half inch. Cooler temperatures are also expected over the weekend and into early next week. Then drier conditions are expected after the Memorial Day weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 90% chance of showers and storms. Highs 66 to 71. Relative humidities at 58 to 63%. Southeast winds at 13 to 18, shifting to the southwest and gusting up to 30. We'll see anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, becoming mostly clear. Lows 40 to 45. Relative humidities at 81 to 86%. West winds at 8 to 13. For Saturday, sunshine. High 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 45 to 50%. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 and 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, becoming mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible, highs 60 to 65. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Lilacs are hardy bushes, but they do have their enemies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bacterial blight and powdery mildew are two common diseases that you should learn to spot as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have two lilac bushes in my yard, and honestly, I don't pay much attention to them except to cut off the fragrant flowers and prune occasionally. Lilacs are extremely hardy, but can be attacked by a few diseases. Jay Scheidt is an extension plant pathologist with Oregon State University. He says one of the most serious diseases is a bacterial blight.
You'll see the new shoots starting to grow, and in the springtime, they'll start to die back. They'll get a characteristic sort of dark, almost black coloration to them, and the tips will curl down. We call that symptom a shepherd's crook because it looks like the top of a shepherd's cane has that hook to it.
Bacterial blight attacks newly planted lilacs, and you'll have trouble establishing any bushes that are affected by it. There are bactericides and biologicals that take care of blight as long as you catch it early. Powdery mildew is common on lilacs, especially when the weather is cool and rainy. The leaves appear as if somebody dumped baby powder on them. In terms of managing it, good air circulation will help a lot.
As you're pruning out those flowers to put in your bouquet, you might prune a little lower and make things so that that bush has a lot more airflow through there. That will help dry it out and won't have quite as bad a powdery mildew problem. It tends to like the shade a lot, so if you're planting your lilacs in a really shady situation, that might also encourage it. So we talk about planting them in more fuller sunlight.
It'll also help to space and prune lilacs so they're not rubbing against each other. Don't fertilize late in the growing season, and don't over-fertilize young plants because high nitrogen favors disease development. Learn more about caring for lilacs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life.